I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. The ocean is a very big place, 7/10 of the Earth's surface, in fact. And the deepest parts of the ocean are far away from the world of people and machines. So what do you think the deepest part of the sea sounds like?
Well, I expect it to be very, very quiet.
That's Robert Ziak with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Last summer, he and a NOAA team sunk a hydrophone into the deepest place in the ocean, the bottom of the Mariana Trench near Guam. The trench itself is 7 miles down in the Pacific. The underwater recorder captured the sounds of what Ziak thought would be a nearly silent place.
The Mariana Trench is this very narrow canyon or trough. So unless the sound is directly over the top of the trough, it's very difficult for the sound to propagate all the way down into the bottom of that basin. So it was a bit of a surprise that there's such ample sources of sound down there.
Among the sounds a hydrophone captured was this. That's a ship passing miles above. And this is from a whale calling near the ocean surface. Ziak's team also recorded the sound of a typhoon and an earthquake. That's a magnitude 5 earthquake, subtle but dramatic, also recorded in the Mariana Trench. The NOAA team wasn't just going around to hear what they could hear. There was a reason for all this deep sea snooping.
It's been known that sound in the oceans has been increasing since the late 1960s, and mostly man-made sound, and this is thought to do because of increasing container shipping with increasing global commerce worldwide.
Man-made noises are changing the habitat for undersea creatures and maybe making it harder for animals like dolphins, whales, and fish to communicate and navigate. But Ziak says there have not been good measurements of exactly how loud the deep ocean is.
So we did this work largely to get a baseline measurement now in what should be, we think, one of the quieter spots on Earth. So we have something to compare in the future when we make measurements down the road so we can see how things are changing.
Ziak's colleagues at NOAA will send the deep sea recorder down into the Mariana Trench again the summer after next. They'll send a camera along, too, to capture images along with those sounds of the deep. They won't need a bigger boat, but they will definitely need a light.